The area blocked off this year in wake of the ISIS-inspired machete attack at a police checkpoint 2 years ago. Drones, bomb-sniffing dogs, and officers in plain clothes will be deployed. The police commissioner is promising a massive presence following the recent attack at a Christmas market in Germany.
In South Korea, Jeju Air CEO Kimmy Bae saying funeral preparations are underway for the 179 people who died when the airline 737-800 crash-landed on Sunday. An American NTSB team of experts has arrived in South Korea to assist in the investigation into the crash. Respiratory illnesses like COVID-19, flu, and RSV are surging nationwide. New Hampshire seeing high activity. This is ABC News. Part of New Orleans cleaning up on the last day of 2024 after a partial collapse of a building that stood for nearly two centuries.
Real estate records show that the two-story wedge-shaped building was constructed in 1830 and was being renovated. But last night, a security camera across the street captured video of its collapse. Jamal Israel had just come home from work.
All of a sudden, I just heard this loud boom and this lightning flash through the windows.
Falling bricks took down an electrical transformer and crushed two cars, but no one was hurt. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A brief scare on the runway for a jet carrying the Gonzaga University men's basketball team. It nearly crossed a runway at LAX as another plane was taking off. No one was hurt. The FAA is investigating. And it's being dubbed the Work-In. Walmart selling a look-alike of the famous Birkin bag. The real thing can go for tens of thousands of dollars. The Walmart version just under 80, but sold out. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, January 4th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., there's a diamond painting adult craft in Medford. The Medford Public Library invites you to join them for diamond painting. This event is free and all supplies are provided. Registration is required and the library invites you to call them or sign up at the front desk to reserve your spot. The number to call for that is 715-748-2505. Once again, that's happening Saturday, January 4th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on 400 North Main Street in Medford. Did you know that you can check out real-time road conditions on an app? Brittany Merlot has more.
It's Wisconsin's 511 mobile app showing current conditions on roads across the state. You'll see categories ranging from normal to partially covered and completely covered. There are also areas showing where travel is not advised. New this year, they removed the slippery stretches and ice-covered roads. So be aware, they'll still exist, but they will not be noted in this service. 511 Wisconsin first launched 15 years ago in 2009. And the free travel information system has evolved over the years with its web and smartphone capabilities. Drivers can now access live streaming video through hundreds of traffic cameras across the state to view the road conditions yourself, spanning more than 14,000 miles of roadway. And as always, take your time and drive safe.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Teresa M. Nagel, age 92, of Park Falls, died on Saturday, December 28th, at her home. She is survived by her three children, Kenneth Nagel Sr., Nancy Chiapetta, and by Vance Nagel, further survived by six grandchildren, by six great-grandchildren, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A funeral mass will be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Friday, January 3rd at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara and Deacon Chet Ball will co-officiate. Visitation to be held on Friday at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. The Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Teresa M. Nagel, age 92, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Bucks are back on the court. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are on the road in Chicago to take on the Bulls at the United Center. The Bucks with a record of 16-14. The Bulls three games under 500 at 15-18. We'll have a full recap after the game tonight. NFL, the Packers hosting the Chicago Bears Sunday at noon. Players like Packers right guard Sean Ryan still disappointed in their 27-25 loss to the Vikings Sunday in Minneapolis.
Everyone here is upset, you know. Going into the end of that game, we definitely, you know, we're juiced up, you know, get a chance to win the game, but you know, we can't wait for, you know, the end of the game to get ready for that, so it's got to start fast and do better early on in the game. We'd like to end each drive with points, whether that be a field goal or seven, but we just got to do better across the board, you know, pick up blitzes better, you know, run the ball, you know, block people better, not allow them to get that far ahead and play catch up.
That's Packers right guard Sean Ryan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, at some high school basketball last night, Shawamigan traveled to Ladysmith. Ladysmith gets a win on that by a score of 72-39. Other boys action from the northern part of the state from yesterday. You had, Medford. They took on New Richmond last night, and New Richmond beat them by a score of 54-44. And some other northern half of the state of Wisconsin contest from yesterday, Auburndale was a 66-43 winner over Neillsville last night. And the Lakeland boys took on Merrill. Merrill gets the win in that one last night by a score of 52-42. Sports brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
We have a little more fog out there this morning. Could be frosty too with temperatures below the freezing mark. And then it's going to be cloudy all day with a high in the mid to upper 20s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, breezy, 16. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a bit breezy with a high of only 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
98 Q Country.
Quality from A all the way to Z. It's easy to see she's the perfect girl. She's got every single thing that makes up my wildest dreams. Sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all. In my prayer, until I saw saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally.
Tree. She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. And daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. He says, they don't bother me. I've got two babies of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look.
This place, and I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks, so I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila, so I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances the cowboy songs, loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't So I got a 20 on the jukebox, keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, right here's where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. She only dances to cowboy songs. Yeah, she makes love like an Amarillo rain. Just something about her. One night with her would make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords and the truth might give me every chance. That steel guitar will steal.
knows his place, and I gotta find her.
Happy New Year.
This is a new year.
Happy New Year.
Let's celebrate.
Travel as many places as I can in one year.
Graduate school.
Trying to get a singing gig.
To lose some weight.
To eat more bacon.
Happy New Year.
98Q Country.
Kentucky Headhunters on this New Year's Eve day. Bam, bam, bam. 24 after 7. Hope you are well. It is a Tuesday, and it is New Year's Eve day. New Year's Eve day. Okay. 2025 tomorrow. And I hope we wish you the best for the coming year, whatever it may be. I was taking a look at a list of the resolutions that people make for the coming year. Do you do this? Do you make resolutions? I can't say I do. I try to do resolutions, I guess, the whole year, I guess. If you want to do it, that's fine, but I'm just saying. Saving more money is the number one New Year's resolution, apparently. a quarter of the people said the most important thing for me is just me. I just want to get money, and I want to put it over here, and I don't want anybody to touch it. So saving more money is number one for, can I get just anything? Thank you very much. That was number one. So improving physical health. And New Year's resolutions, I guess, are about you, I guess. I always kind of thought it could be more general than that. So 26% said, I want the money and I want to put it in my back pocket. Number two, people said, I want to look better. I want physical health. I want to be better. I want to run. I want to walk. I want to jog, whatever it may be. Number three is exercise more, which kind of falls under improving your physical health. Number four is being happy. That's a pretty general thing. Being happy. This isn't just a pick one thing. This is, I guess, They listed the things and they say, okay, is this one that you would make a resolution for? Because the percentages don't match up. So being happy, 22%, which again falls under probably improving health and exercising, maybe even under saving money. Eating healthier. That's funny. And losing weight, 17%. Improving mental health. Learning something new, all in that 15 to 17% of the people said. Reading more. Improving your relationship with friends or family. So we went all the way down to number 10 before we got one that doesn't involve you. It doesn't involve yourself. That's where we live now. Spending more time with family. Paying down your debts. We're back to money again there. Focusing on spiritual matters. Travel. When asked, 12% of the people, when they said New Year's resolution, they said, I want to, well, 26% said, I want more money and put it in my back pocket. And then 12 more percent said, I want to take that money and I want to travel somewhere. Just me. Who made this list? Is this a real list? Is it a real list? I mean, I was hoping to find things on here like, be more giving, be more accepting of others and stuff like that. I don't see that on here anywhere. All I see is I want more money and I want to use it to do things that'll make me happy. So that's the New Year's resolution. So I think we should probably do better than that, right? I can tell you right now, from being on this planet for a few years more than some of you have been on there, if you can make a New Year's resolution to find ways to always be aware of how valuable it is to give to others. It doesn't have to be money. It can just be helping. Having your radar up for how you can be where you're supposed to be and help others in their time of need, whatever that may be. It may be money. It may just be time. It may just be sitting on a chair and talking, whatever it may be. That's a pretty good gift of giving. Because they say in the era of post-pandemic and the era of internet and everybody's got their noses in their phone, that a lot of people suffer from loneliness where they just don't have interaction with others. So giving should be on the list of resolutions, giving of time, giving of money if you want to, but whatever resources, whatever it may be. I can say that there's several things on this list that I didn't even think of. I wouldn't even want to do them in a non-resolution list, I guess. Pursuing a new hobby. I guess we're always kind of looking for, stuff like that. Moving. 6%. So again, we're back to 22% of the people said, I want more money. I want to put it in my back pocket. 15% said, I want to take that money and I want to travel somewhere. And then 6% said, I just want to move away from everyone that I'm around. Is what they 6% of the people just said, I want out of here. My New Year's resolution is to be not here next year. I don't think people understand what New Year's resolutions are all about. So take that for whatever you need it to be. My resolution today is not to be in Times Square. I don't know about you, but I live in northern Wisconsin, so I don't have to spend New Year's Eve with 1 million people in Times Square. 1 million people in Times Square. I know, I mean, it's just a... I'll never get it. I was gonna say people adjust to their lifestyles. They just get used to it. How do you get used to sitting in traffic for hours and hours, and then a million people, and then there it is, the ball, it dropped, and now what? How the heck do we get out of here? Where do I go to the bathroom? Questions that people ask when they're in Times Square. It's not where It's not where I would want to be, but if that's what your thing is, well, good for you. Well, we lost Jimmy Carter, of course, at the age of 100 a couple days ago, and many of you, maybe you weren't around or don't know about Jimmy Carter. I can tell you that from being a youth at that time when Jimmy Carter was president, I can tell you that I just when I think of Jimmy Carter, I think of a kind man. I think of a gentle man. He was a peanut farmer from Georgia. I also think of Billy Beer, his brother Billy Carter, who liked to have a few beers, and the Billy Beer cans that still exist at many auctions and antique stores. But he was president during a pretty tough time. The economy was not good. There were gas shortages. There was the Iranian hostage crisis. It was just it was a tough time to be the president. And maybe he was the one that we needed at that time, because he was a kind gentleman. And that persona came out even more after he was president. The things that he did, the humanitarian things that he did and continued to do, all the way up until his death just a few days ago at the age of 100. We're going to bring you high school basketball this Friday. We got the Shawamigan girls and the Butternut girls. They're going to play at the Butternut Gym Friday night at 7:15. And we'll bring that game to you. That'll be right here Friday night on 98Q Country. We have a lot of high school sports games set to come your way in 2025. It's still weird to say 2025, but we have a lot of high school sports coverage to come featuring our area athletes. So stay tuned, and you can see a schedule of the games coming up the next couple of weeks, as always, at 98qcountry.com. Let's get you updated on what's going on. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports. So here we go.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The New Year's march across the globe has now reached eastern Russia. It's already 2025 in New Zealand. And here in the U.S., a million people expected to ring in 2025 in Times Square. ABC's Lionel Moyes.
The NYPD expanding the area blocked off this year in wake of the ISIS-inspired machete attack at a police checkpoint 2 years ago. Drones, bomb-sniffing dogs, and officers in plain clothes will be deployed. The police commissioner is promising a massive presence following the recent attack at a Christmas market in Germany.
In South Korea, Jeju Air CEO Kimmy Bae saying funeral preparations are underway for the 179 people who died when the airline 737-800 crash landed on Sunday. An American NTSB team of experts has arrived in South Korea to assist in the investigation into the crash. Respiratory illnesses like COVID-19, flu, and RSV are surging nationwide. New Hampshire seeing high activity. This is ABC News.
The Bucks are back on the court. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are on the road in Chicago to take on the Bulls at the United Center. The Bucks with a record of 16-14. The Bulls 3 games under .500 at 15-18. We'll have a full recap after the game tonight. NFL, the Packers hosting the Chicago Bears Sunday at noon. Players like Packers right guard Sean Ryan still disappointed in their 27-25 loss to the Vikings Sunday in Minneapolis.
Everyone here is upset. You know, going into the end of that game, we definitely, you know, we're juiced up, you know, get a chance to win the game, but you know, we can't wait for, you know, the end of the game to get ready for that, so it's got to start fast and do better early on in the game. We'd like to end each drive with points, whether that be a field goal or seven, but we just got to do better across the board, you know, pick up blitzes better, you know, run the ball, you know, block people better, not allow them to get that far ahead and play catch up.
That's Packers right guard Sean Ryan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Looking for the perfect New Year's Eve spot? Head to Burgers Bar and Grill in Phillips, Wisconsin. Enjoy Moose Lodge Bingo and a special menu featuring Build Your Own Burgers for $11.99, Philly Cheese Steaks and 12-inch one-topping pizzas for $12.99, Crispy Chicken Sliders for $10.99, and Crispy Chicken Sandwich for just $6.99. Crave more? Try their Popcorn Chicken Basket for $9.99 or Shrimp Basket for $10.99. Don't miss out. Find them next to A&W. Celebrate New Year's Eve at Burgers Bar and Grill.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact.
Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed?
It was an
Yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a little more fog out there this morning. Could be frosty, too, with temperatures below the freezing mark. And then it's going to be cloudy all day with a high in the mid to upper 20s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, breezy, 16. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a bit breezy with a high of only 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
98 Q Country.
Bonfire. The parking lot.
Parking lot party.
or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
If we roll down streets of fire, would you hold on to me tighter as the summer sun got higher? If we roll from town to town and never shut it down, would you go with me? If we were lost in fields of clover, we walk even closer until the trip was over. And would it be okay if I didn't know the way? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, accompany me to the edge of the sea. Let me know if you're really a dream. I love you so, so would you go with me? Clouds together, could you not look down forever? If you were lighter than a feather, oh, and if I set you free, would you go with me? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Help me tie up the ends of a dream. I gotta know, would you go with me? I love you so.
Country. I remember when I first heard your heartbeat. It had only been 8 weeks. Standing there, staring at that screen, was the first time you ever scared me. God knows, I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but good news, we got her to get through it. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn how to be a lady. Just how to be a lady. Mm-mm. I can make you laugh till you cry,
but she can make your tears dry. And when you get your heart broke by the wrong guy, she can make it right. I hope you love just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn. Fix you and me too. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. Look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn. Be a lady.
Brett Young at 98Q Country.
Just how to be a lady.
And Happy New Year to you and yours. Did something last night I haven't done in a while. I went bowling last night. I told my son when he came home, we got my son home a little bit, a few more days than we thought, which is awesome. So I said, we're bowling. We went down, we laced him up. And I tell you what, for a guy getting up there, I don't want to brag, but, anybody who can grab a house ball and throw a 195 on the board, I'm not bragging. I'm just stating facts is what I'm doing right there, folks. That was the first game. I won't talk about the second game, but used it all up. Sometimes good spurts comes in, small bunches, and that's what happened. Anytime when you get to be older, guys, raise your hand. I know this is true. Anytime when you get to be older and you do something where your wife goes, boy, that's pretty impressive, you mark that on the calendar right there, because that doesn't happen too often. Doesn't happen too often there. In 2024, it's always interesting to look back at some of the things that we forgot about that happened. We lost a lot of fairly significant big companies in 2024. Of course, Party City went under. You know what that is? It's a big chain store, and they do parties. Big Lots. These are companies that filed for bankruptcy. You may still see the name live out there. Big Lots filed for bankruptcy in 2024. Bowflex also. I'm surprised they made it this far. Joann's Fabrics. Oh, I didn't like that store as a kid. My mom would we'd go shopping in the big city, and my mom would say, oh, I need to stop at Joann's Fabrics. And as a kid, you're just like, oh, my goodness gracious sakes. Too young to stay in the car. So I had to do that. Although the fabric cutting process was pretty cool there. Red Lobster, of course, filed for bankruptcy, but they're still open. It used to be when companies, big companies, filed for bankruptcy, you know, they closed the doors and that was it. Now you file for bankruptcy and now they just say, oh, okay, all the money that we owed, guess we don't know that anymore. Now we move on. Spirit Airlines filed for bankruptcy, too, in 2024. TGI Fridays, the restaurant. True Value filed for bankruptcy. Tupperware filed for bankruptcy. You can still keep the Tupperware that you have, though. You don't have to give it back. So, again, it doesn't mean what it used to, but those are some companies that will have some adjustments to make, at the very least, in the coming year. We have New Year's Day lingering. This is it, 2024. You're done. It used to be, oh, people would talk about the new year. They would say, oh, I know I'm going to write the old year on my checks for about a month. No, we don't write checks anymore, right? Do we even write the year? Is there any place in your life where you physically write the year of a daily transaction? It used to be you would handwrite it, you would maybe put the date on something. Now it's all kind of, we just look at it. It's on the computer, and there's the date. We check the computers. Did they update to the next year?
We're all good. So 2025 looming on the other side. We got the normal cast of characters in today. McKay in the midday. Gray will be in. Fitz will be in tonight, counting down some of the biggest songs. Well, the biggest songs of 2024. He'll be in right after the Gray. Hello. We'll be in right after the Gray Gunderson show tonight, and that'll be from 7 o'clock. So if you enjoy some of the best songs, the hottest hits of 2024, you'll want to listen to that tonight with Fitz right here, 98Q Country.
All trails lead to Lena's. Hey, snowmobilers and ice fishermen. Lena's Northern Pines and Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake has year-round lodging and fine dining. Visit us at lenasnorthernpines.net.
Let's take a moment to chat with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield. All the snow is here, Pete. The car may need a little service work to keep it going. That service department, you guys have been staying busy around here, Pete, right?
Absolutely. It's not too late. We got many, many discounts that you can take advantage of this month. For the home of the $39.95 oil change, make sure you give us a call.
If the car is chugging or sliding a little bit because the tires aren't very good, maybe the alignment's off. That's what you guys do, right? Get that car.
You know what, Joel? I think it's time. Give us a call today and get those discounts off those tires before they're gone next month.
Yeah, and they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there, your beautiful facility there in Fifield. What's your number down there, Pete?
762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
From a basic oil change, Pete, which you got a great price on, to major work, you guys can help them out, right?
Hey, when it comes to brakes, tires, alignment, all the mechanics are master certified. They're ready to fix your vehicle.
Wheelway in Fifield, schedule your service appointment today at Wheelway in Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
We have a little more fog out there this morning. Could be frosty, too, with temperatures below the freezing mark. And then it's going to be cloudy all day with a high in the mid to upper 20s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, breezy, 16. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a bit breezy with a high of only 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
98Q Country.
We'll be right back.
best radio station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
Took a double take out on the interstate when I saw her making eyes at me. So I followed her down to Clubhouse Drive, past the pool and the 18th green. And in the parking lot I said, it's mighty hot, maybe I could buy you a beer. She said, I'm glad you asked, but I'll have to pass, 'cause only members are allowed in. I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a Dixie cup. Hey, I'm a bona fide dancing fool. I shoot a mighty mean game of pool. And any honky tonk roadside pub, I'm a member of the country. Lord, you look so inviting. Thought it might be exciting for a woman with a limousine to go bouncing around in a beat-up truck with a man in wore-out jeans. It's 5 o'clock before Friday night, and here's where the fun begins. So don't worry about your reputation.